Hello, hello, hello. It's been quite some time. John Arnold, how are you, sir?
I'm not bad here, just sort of brushing through all the internet equivalent of cobwebs and watching the tumbleweeds roll by.
Certainly as it pertains to this podcast, because this is our first show in 2 months, it's not even going to be a full show.
And just the odd pop blast. There hasn't been enough to go on for a full hour at the minute, let's face it.
No, but of course, we'll get into why we're recording today, but first, just a little bit of home front news here. We actually are now going to be simul podcasted on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, which is it seems a little bit of a contradiction in terms, but it seems as if the Pro Wrestling Only feed is actually going to be branching out. They already have. There's already two other shows. One's about the history of the band Extreme, and the other one is a watch along of the show. What is it? Legends of Tomorrow, the DC show.
Legends of Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, one of the guys, one of the regulars of that network is doing a new show, doing a watch along of that show, called Gideon Guys. So,
Well,
if you're into that sort of thing, maybe check that out. But
yep.
to introduce ourselves, of course, if you're on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, you know me. I'm Jeffrey Wessel. I also host Strong Style Story, Strong Style History, and Boom Goes the Dynamite, the AEW Dynamite review show. My partner here, John Arnold. John, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm doing this in spandex and I've taken steroids simply to come on the new network.
Burying the new network already.
No, I'm burying myself. Yeah, I'm built for wrestling, me, you know. You've met me.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
beers and burger all the way here. Yeah, I'm mostly known, probably, if anyone knows me at all, for writing about Doctor Who for the Black Archive range from Omverse Books, which is about takes a Doctor Who story for a deep dive. And I've done three of those, and I'm working on a fourth right now. And football-wise, I'm Liverpool all the way, have been for 40 odd years. Dating back to the time I can remember, we won league titles. That's how old I am. And
So, yeah.
that's pretty much all you need to know. And
So for those of you who aren't familiar, you may have heard me name drop this show a couple of times, but the name of this program, of course, is Busting Balls, and in which we kind of take the piss out of the game, but also, do some serious commentary when warranted, which boy, lately there's been a lot of it just because of a lot of things.
what, do you mean something's happened recently?
Just well, no, nothing's happened. That's why we haven't been on for 2 months.
I've
Not,
also had a quiet couple of months. I can't remember anything happening. Anything got well?
so we're doing this both as a pod blast because there was actually football this weekend that we could watch on television, and in addition to the fact that we're also kind of introducing ourselves to this new outlet. So John, say hi to the soon to be renamed Pro Wrestling Only feed.
Hello to the soon-to-be-renamed Pro Wrestling Only feed.
So
Sounds like he's
in case you weren't aware, there was actual football we could see on TV this weekend because the Bundesliga
Hey.
became the first major European league to resume play. Now, of course, they are not the only European league to be playing because the Belarus Premier League has been going on this entire lockdown.
Yep, we've had on British TV last weekend, we actually had the K League.
Yes, the K League started last weekend. Of course, Twitter right now is all about Korean baseball, it seems. I've seen a lot of people latching on to Korean baseball because they're the only baseball league that's
Man,
operating right now.
yeah, you'd be a couple of months into the season there, wouldn't you? In US?
I don't know, actually. I don't
Ish.
know. Oh wait, yeah, we should be. I mean, yeah, Major League Baseball should have already started. I think that so should the Japanese baseball league, because baseball is huge in Japan. So
yeah,
right. But I mean the Faroe Islands Premier League has begun too, John. If you weren't aware. But as far as the major leagues, yes, both the Erste and Zweite Bundesliga, that is the first and second Bundesliga, have resumed play, and start to after the pause that we had, that Borussia Dortmund just smacked the shit out of their derby rivals, Schalke 04. My God.
Yeah, so Schalke 04.
Yeah. Schalke 04 lost 4-0.
Schalke 04 lost 04, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even when the yellow wall is just a wall, it's still effective, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, and of course my son was complaining because Rafael Guerrero has started ahead of Jadon Sancho, and yeah, guess what? Yeah, Rafael Guerrero, man of the match, two goals. Yeah, with two goals, and so you can't beat that. But I mean, let's talk. Of course, Haaland. Of course. Erling Braut Haaland opens the scoring, but also gave the assist. Say again?
Erling Haaland breaking his two-month goal drought. It's the longest he's probably gone without a goal.
and then Julian Brandt providing assists for both Guerrero and Torgan Hazard.
Torgan Hazard. No relation, obviously.
except it is related, yes.
They kind of got talent in that family.
Yeah, it seems they're a bit of a football family there. But yeah, I did watch that game, and oh my God, that was... They just handed it to Schalke.
Oh yeah. And the other one, Hertha as well, handing it to Hoffenheim, and a really nice goal from Cunha at the end there.
Yeah, Hertha Berlin... Hertha Berlin did the business away today too. So did Wolfsburg. They beat Augsburg away 2-1.
Yeah, I think what we see as well, because obviously I think every nation here at the moment is going to be restarting essentially behind closed doors. It's worth pondering whether today was a freak set of results, but there was only one home win today.
Yep.
In six games, and one of them wasn't even Bayern, and so you know it's not likely to get too much better tomorrow.
Yeah. So hey, let's go down the full results. Augsburg 1, Wolfsburg 2, Borussia Dortmund 4, Schalke 04 0, Fortuna Dusseldorf 0, Paderborn 0. That was a relegation 6-pointer, and yeah. Yeah, neither of them are doing very well at all. We also Hoffenheim 0, Hertha Berlin 3, Leipzig 1, Freiburg 1. Now, we could talk about how a crowd might have helped Leipzig here, because on paper, Leipzig should have washed them.
Well, from what I've heard of games, I didn't watch it. It was very one-sided. It was very much smash and grab. Essentially, you know, it was Freiburg got ahead first half and just hung on.
Yeah.
So
Freiburg did have a goal in injury time, but it was chalked off by VAR for offside.
Oof, unlucky. But yeah, well, you've got to say Freiburg are having a good season here. You know, they're in seventh right now and not far off. Yeah.
You could tell how many people on the internet were just so happy to see Leipzig were down, because Leipzig gets no love.
Well, no, Leipzig's Twitter feed was that they did a tweet for every English football club as to why they should support them. And I think Man City was, you know, you support the heels of the league anyway, come over to us.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Hey.
You even got to drop some wrestling reference there, brother.
Has to be done. Come on. I'm down with the new network, baby. New sponsors, new me.
but people, quite frankly, just simply do not like Leipzig because they think that they're trying to buy the league. Well, it hasn't worked yet.
Hey, it was quite funny with Liverpool as well. They went, you know, you like Timo Werner, we like Timo Werner. Build on those transfer rumors, boys.
And then in the late game, Eintracht Frankfurt 1, Borussia Mönchengladbach 3. Alassane Plea with scoring in the 35th second of the match.
Wow.
For Gladbach. I mean, this game was pretty much over after the 7th minute with Marcus Thuram scored, but then they had a penalty at the 73rd minute. Rami Bensabaini, who also had given the assist to Thuram, scored the penalty. Frankfurt thought they had a penalty before that. However, it turned out that while yes, there was a Gladbach handball, the dude from Frankfurt was offside. So they figured that out in the VAR review. But they actually did pull one back. Andre Silva getting fed by Sebastian Rota in the 81st minute, but was not to be. And Gladbach in third.
And what, only 3 points off the top as it stands? I know Bayern have that game in hand, but
yeah, Bayern. So tomorrow. Tomorrow, that is Sunday, Köln hosts Mainz, and then Bayern Munich are away to Union Berlin. The first time Union Berlin will host Bayern Munich in the league.
Wow. That's a hell of a stat.
Yes, it is. And then Monday, there's a game. Current relegation strugglers Werder Bremen facing off Bayer Leverkusen.
And Bremen are very much adrift as well, aren't they, if I'm not mistaken?
Quite so. For completeness, in the Zweite Bundesliga, Bochum 3-0 over Heidenheim. So actually, it looks like all the home teams won in the Zweite Bundesliga. Erzgebirge Aue beat Sandhausen 3-1. Jan Regensburg was a 2-2 draw with Holstein Kiel, and then Karlsruhe beat Darmstadt 2-0 at home.
Wow.
So tomorrow there, Arminia Bielefeld and Osnabrück, Greuther Fürth against Hamburg, Weyen versus Stuttgart, the fallen Giants. And of course, you know, I have to mention this one, the best fans in all of football. FC St. Pauli hosting Nuremberg.
Oh, that all down the Reaper Bahn for that one. That's right.
Oh, got to go to the Reaper Bahn, yes.
We're ever allowed to again at this rate.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to go, you may as well go to the Reaper Bahn, you know, where the light is firmly red.
Just for the Beatles' heritage. That's
right. So, John, one thing I did notice is that it looks like there were 5 subs per side.
Yeah, I believe for medical stuff. And they are owned. I don't know if it's the same in there as we're allegedly going to have. But the subs, you were only allowed to make subs at certain times. So, So it's all rather coordinated, so you don't get the normal sort of chaos around the pitch. So it's minimizing the contact as much as possible.
Okay, I didn't catch on to that, but maybe you're right. I'll have to look. Maybe you're right. I didn't catch on to that, though.
That's complicated, I think, but it's going to be complicated, let's face it, in the post-corona days.
Yeah, well, I mean, I noticed this morning that, like, you know, Bruce, you know, the teams don't exit together now either.
No. I take it the pre-match handshake is out as well.
Yes, I knew that was going to be done away with. And all the subs are, like, spaced out, you know, too.
Yeah, 2 meters on
Yeah, it's six feet, 2 meters. Yeah.
Yeah. More than in my local supermarket, frankly.
Yeah. Which is boy. Yeah, I actually went to the store before we recorded, and yeah, it was a little better than usual, but yeah, there's still some folk that are just not getting it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And some people who have marks on who just think they can come within 2 meters of you, whatever. And you're just like, no, dude.
I mean, passing is one thing, but like coming up and standing next to you is another, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I can understand passing someone, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the only person I know outside my family who I've seen for two whole months now, we had a conversation from the opposite side of the aisles on that, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun. How it's going to be.
Yeah. So, I think Italy's due to come back soon. Go ahead.
I believe you're right. I think Italy's ahead of us. The UK, still no friggin' idea, essentially.
I saw June 12th get quoted.
June 12th, but there has been a meeting, and I believe my hero, Jurgen Klopp, he was quite vocal in saying that that is very, very optimistic.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the pragmatic one, so, you know.
Absolutely. He's the guy who, I think it was at the Atletico game, someone reached out and tried to give him a high five, and he told them to basically fuck off.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember seeing that. Well, of course, now there's been a lot of talk that's saying that, yeah, the Atletico game never should have happened, and there was, like, some talk about maybe erasing it. I don't think that's going to happen, because, you know, when have they ever?
That happened, it's fair and square, that result should stand. The coronavirus should have no effect on that whatsoever. You can, if they declare the competition void, fine. I don't think anyone at Anfield is going to say, look, we want it replayed or we want it all played. No, that's done, it's fine, it's gone. Leave it.
Yeah.
No, England, the only thing I think has been settled is League Two, who are deciding on a weighted points per game basis.
Yeah, and by the way, League Two, despite the name, is the fourth division of English football for those just tuning in.
Post Premiership, it's managed to get itself up two grades without even shifting. It's great. Yeah, and the rest of it, there's still absolutely no agreement whatsoever. Yeah. West Ham have been quite sly in trying to get the season voided or postponed.
Who is this?
West Ham.
Oh, West Ham can suck it.
Yeah, West Ham, enough, who are possibly in relegation trouble. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they voided the season, Arsenal's hosed.
If they void the season, all the clubs are hosed because they'd have to pay broadcasting money back. They're going to have to pay some percentage of it back, probably.
Yeah.
But, no. It's,
I mean, the one thing is that at this point we can safely declare Liverpool the champions, but the thing is that we also still have European places and relegation places to figure out.
You know, you can say Man City are almost certainly going to get one of the European spots, but the rest of it.
Well, but they won't be able to do anything with it.
No.
let's not forget.
Sorry, that was a century ago they got that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It seems that way.
Oh, boy. It certainly does feel that way. So we're still waiting to find out. I mean, Ligue 1's done. They announced that. Ligue 1 is done.
Yeah. And
PSG have been declared the champions.
Which I think, again, like, there's not much doubt on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, so at least one league has canceled and abandoned. There was some, I remember there was some shithead who is English who wanted, or at least writes in England and lives in England, who wanted the Scottish season nullified entirely. It's like, yeah, dude, Rangers was, and trying to cite the fact that, you know, Rangers got hosed in 1939 or something.
Four
games in versus what, 30 games in Scotland? Yeah, buddy. Yeah, have several seats, okay?
Yeah, I think there's some legal action going back to France. There's some legal action, I believe, being taken by clubs who haven't come out of it quite as well. The Jupiler League, Belgium, they have settled up as well on champions. But I believe the promotion place, they've got the top two have to play off in their second division. And they've been told to find a date and play a game, or the third place team will get promoted in their place, who are way off.
Ooh. Wow. Well, meanwhile, Major League Soccer. Did you see this shit?
Because
I know the Telegraph tweeted about it, so maybe I don't know if you saw it.
I may have done. Go ahead.
So they were two games in when everything was put on hold. Two. So they could safely cancel the season with no real consequence.
You'd think.
Yeah. No, they're talking about trying to move every game possible down to Orlando.
What?
Yeah. Cockamamie doesn't even begin to describe that.
How many games does each team play in a season here?
I think it's 30. Shit. I think 35, I think.
35 games each. So you're still talking 33 games each left.
Yeah.
Dear fucking God.
Yeah.
You cannot. That's insane.
Yeah, cancel the season, guy. Hey, Don Garber, cancel the season, okay? Just do it.
Cancel it, get the next one started as and when.
Yeah. And then also, in other, you know, fuckery involving U.S. soccer, you saw the headline, the court system threw out the U.S. women's national team's equal pay lawsuit.
The U.S. women's team, who, let us not forget, for new listeners, we have a regular description of them here, which Jeff has quite rightly applied and I will quite happily agree with, which is?
Pound for pound, the best team in international football.
There you go.
And they have the trophies to prove it.
Yeah, they win things. They are the standard.
Yeah, oh my, yeah, so they threw that out. However, they did keep the discrimination part of it open. Which seems like a consolation prize more than anything.
Maybe we can get something slowly going there.
With this U.S. court system, ha.
You can always take it to the Supreme Court.
Brett Kavanaugh, I'm sure, is going to be wanting to hear about how women need to be paid equally, you know, for achieving more than their, you know, than their male counterparts. Oh yeah, and U.S. soccer even seriously tried to pull a gender superiority defense.
Jesus.
Yeah. So you know what? Yeah. When we don't even make the 2022 World Cup. Yeah. You'll know why.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can put up a big middle finger to that one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they'll make it into 2026, you know, if it happens, because, you know, we're supposed to be co-hosting it, but...
Yeah, you'd find a way not to qualify that way as well.
Yeah. So we still just simply don't know when there's going to be other football. If you're in the U.S., the fine family of Fox Sports Networks is showing the Bundesliga early Saturday mornings and afternoons.
Yeah, and BT has it in the UK, if you've got that.
So right now we have at least one major European league that's back in business. And I think that was worthy of coming back and making a report of. Unless you're really that much of a follower of the Belarusian Premier League, or the Swedish league is beginning too, but with Sweden has completely cocked up their response. They never shut down, and then they wonder why they still have rising cases. Amazing.
Oh God, yeah. You should have seen the tweet yesterday from a journalist. Funnily enough, on the right wing, going, we were calling for our lockdown to be more European, and now they're raising it with, you don't want it to be so European.
Yeah,
dude, look at the way it was fucked up.
it was botched. I mean,
we botched it, and I don't, you know, we're second in the world, I think, for deaths or excess deaths.
Yeah,
behind good sales. You know, so thank you for taking that away from us.
We slowly climbed up that table, but sure enough, we did it, and once again, we're number one.
God bless the USA.
thank you, Lee Greenwood. So, anyway, so again, this is just kind of a cursory pod blast for our regular listeners at the Busting Balls feed. That's soundcloud.com/busting-balls. You can follow the Twitter account at Busting Balls Pod on Twitter. Our email is bustingballspod@gmail.com. I haven't even looked at the email in 2 months.
Let's face it, it's going to be as empty as a COVID street. The streets after COVID.
Yeah. But anyway, hello to the Pro Wrestling Only, the soon-to-be renamed Pro Wrestling Only Network. So, even though we have no idea what it's going to be renamed to. But so, John, I just want you to know there is another show on this on the Pro Wrestling Only feed that has hosted by two Irish Manchester United fans. So I'm sure we're going to get at least one shout out from them, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Well, I can quite happily give a shout to them, even if they are poor, misguided fools in football terms.
Ooh, shots across the bow. So anyway, if you are checking this out for the first time on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, check out all the other fine shows on the feed, up to and including WorldCast, going through 1984 World Class Championship Wrestling, and a special shout out to Kelly from that show, because he agreed to allow this program to come on the feed, since we are expanding our horizons. So. So yeah, John, it's a new frontier of football in the age of COVID. It's a new frontier for this show, having this new outlet. So
I'm all for it.
So maybe we'll actually get the Medium page started at some point. Who knows?
I've got a lot to do at the minute. You know, it's terrible. So
we've got all this free time, but we have no football to discuss.
We can plan. We can plot, scheme, and, you know.
So, all right. So, anyway, that's it for me. John, do you have anything else you want to add before we wrap this introductory pod blast up?
I don't think there's anything too much apart from, as I say, spandex. I've got my six pack here on the floor, and I'll puff it open in a minute.
Do you have the leather vest, and you've shaven your head so you can do the full Stone Cold Steve Austin there?
Oh, hell yeah.
There you go. See, there you're getting into it.
Bring it on.
All right. So on behalf of John Arnold, this is Jeffrey Wessel. The first time we've ever used our last names on a Busting Balls show, but again, you know, most of the Pro Wrestling Only feed knows me anyway, so next time we do this, we hope to do an actual full show with the format where we usually do the news, have a little musical interlude, and then discuss a main topic. But again, since there hasn't been too much going on, we didn't think there was any need for it this time. But next time, we'll do the full process of a full episode of the Busting Balls podcast. So we're going to end this how we usually end our regular podcast, and say, and it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Good night.